Good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN, 10 o'clock straight up. Welcome to the second day of winter. That is correct. Well, you know, you remember actually on the winter calendar, there's actually two first days of winter. December 1st is the meteorological day of winter. Well, December 21st, which is the winter solstice, is the astronomical first day of winter. So you got the meteorological and then the astronomical. And we're in the astronomical. So good morning. And also, I don't know if you know this, today is, of course, the solstice. It happened at 4:29 this morning. And boom, just like that, whew, it's gone. It lasts exactly that long, believe it or not. And one interesting fact today is if you're actually going to be outside, if you go out at noon today, that's correct. If you go out at noon today, it is going to be the longest shadowy day because of the Earth sitting in its north axis and the sun and the moon and the wind and the dirt and the rain and anything else that you can think of to mix into that potpourri of astrologicalness. That's the key. But anyhow, if you go outside today at noon, if you like checking on small things, little weird things like that, your shadow will be absolutely the longest it will be for the entire year. And guess what? I like to call it the first day of spring because the days start getting longer, effective immediately. 1 minute for every day that we go the other direction. But it's not going to get warmer anytime soon. It usually, as we know, end of December, January, first parts of February can be brutal in Minnesota. Mostly cloudy skies today. It's going to warm up to around 18. Winds are going to be relatively calm. No worries there. Tonight, mostly cloudy, cooling off to around 15. And then for tomorrow, partly sunny skies and warming up to 31. Yahoo! See, here comes spring. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, steady temperatures around 29. Monday, small chance of some snow before noon. Otherwise, cloudy skies, 29. Monday night, cloudy, cooling off to around 17. It does look by midweek and Wednesday, Thursday in those areas, we're going to be above freezing. So into the 30s, well into the 30s again. So if you didn't quite get out there in time to get your driveway shoveled out or whatever the case may be, maybe next week it'll warm up just enough to make it tolerable. Anyhow, it's 1 degree above zero. And some people say it's cloudy. Some people say it's partly cloudy. Some say it's partly sunny. I see sunshine. I see it. It's tucked a little bit behind the cloud, but I still see it. With that said, with sunshine in the air and the solstice behind us and spring on the way, let's find out with, see what our beloved Liz Campbell has to say about what the heck's been going on all week in Raider Nation.
Hello and good morning, Raider Nation. I am your host, Liz Campbell, and you are listening to this week's Raider Scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap. On Saturday, our Highliners dance team had a competition in Owatonna, winning the competition, getting first overall. Had a meet on Tuesday at Highland Hills Ski Arena. Our alpine skiing team had a meet yesterday at Wild Mountain, their first meet of the season. The girls placed third place, and the boys also had a strong day of racing. Boys' swimming and diving team traveled to Farmington on Tuesday, the meet ending with a score of 107-79. The boys' basketball team played New Prague here at home on Tuesday, winning 74-58. They played again last night in Mankato, facing off against East, losing 77-70 in favor of Mankato.
You don't have to do that.
The Raider girls hockey team has been played forwarded Albert to an automated Lee for the second week messaging. In a row this past Tuesday, tying the Tigers with a score of 2-2 in overtime. Once again, both of these teams brought the energy and aggression we saw last week in their previous matchup. They had another game later in the week on Thursday against Mankato East, which was also our teacher appreciation night. The final score was 10-0 in favor of the Raiders. Mia Miller had 4 goals, Emily Beham, Emma Peruka, Taylor Crone, Lindsay Erickson, Olive Cook, and Lily Gindra all scoring 1 goal on the night. Our girls' basketball team played Mankato West on Tuesday, beating them 62-17 in favor of the Raiders. They had another game on Tuesday against Red Wing, losing a super close game with a final score of 51-50 in favor of Red Wing, only a 1-point difference. Our wrestling team had a triangular meet on Thursday against Austin and Rochester Mayo. The scores are as follows.
Hello?
Hey.
Northfield 40, Rochester Mayo.
Had to hook you up early. You good?
And Northfield 52,
yep.
Austin
20. All right, I'll take you here in about 40 seconds.
The boys hockey team played Mankato East on Thursday.
Okay, hold on.
Winning and beating the Cougars 4-1. Will Cashin scored 2 of the Raiders' goals. Michael Stewart and Griffin Kennelly both scored 1. The gymnastics team had a meet last night, the scores being Northfield 131 points, Century 129 points, Mayo 127 points, and John Marshall 39 points. That is all on this week's Raider Scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap. Keep tuning in on KYMN 95.1 The One for more sports.
Thank you, Liz. Appreciate the Raider Scoreboard update, and always good to hear our teams are somewhat victorious. Got a really good program for you hopefully today. Hopefully I'll get Doug Davis out of the swimming pool and onto the telephone here this morning. And we do have Meet the Raider coming up. We'll talk to some of the basketball captains, Kate Sand and Tatum Sawyer. That's coming up here yet on the program. What also is coming up on the program today is our head coach of the Northfield Raiders girls hockey team, Paige Haley Carter. Good morning, Paige. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I didn't really see you on Thursday night. You said you were going to bring the youngster with you, and I didn't know if you were tucked away in the shadows there, or where were you? Were you even on the bench?
I was on the bench, yes. We were, I guess we were at the St. Olaf rink, so you can kind of hide a little bit more. It's a lot more spacious in that area, in that arena.
Nice.
Yeah. No, my husband and my baby were there, and you know, between intermissions, they were seeing them. I brought them to the game because the weather was weird. So yeah, it was just an interesting setup. But we always seem to play well at St. Olaf, and that held true on Thursday.
Yeah. I was kind of shocked, honestly. Yeah, Mankato East came into the game out shooting their opponents 2-1, and we talked about that with Jeff LaPanta before the contest even happened, and he said the same things. You know, it's, we've got to be more aggressive, and we've got to do a better job of, you know, covering things and covering the lanes and taking some of those shots away from them and whatnot. And I was really impressed, not just by the scoring that the team put up, but the defensive problem. They only gave up 23 shots, which to me said a lot about the defensive prowess that this team, this Raiders girls, came up with on Thursday night against Mankato East.
Yeah, it was a very surprising turnout. I think we were expecting more of a game similar to what we played on Tuesday against Albert Lea. And, you know, before going into that game, they were ranked ahead of us in the QRF and all the things. And, you know, we were expecting a really tight game. I think that there were some factors on their end that it sounds like two of their better players were out. I am wondering if their team is all sick, kind of something we went through a few weeks ago. They had to travel in the weather and they were late, and you know, but at the same time, like, we still kind of put up a lot more than, I think, you know, it was not only a mix of maybe they were down a little bit, but like, we also kind of figured out a lot of things. And on our end, I mean, we're feeling really good. We feel like they finally figured out some concepts we've been trying to get through to them. And, you know, it was rewarded with, you know, a high scoring game for them.
10 out of 23. That doesn't suck on a shooting percentage at all. That's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it felt good to the girls. You know, they've been waiting for kind of like that click over, and I think that they felt that, so very deserving. I think that they feel good about it.
It was as many years as you've had, you know, with the teams that you've had in the past 3 or 4 years, and think you talk about dominance and things like that. Honestly, I just thought that the team dominated Mankato East. I mean, there was not a point in that contest that I felt at any point that you guys were in trouble at all.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah. Yeah, truly. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And I, you know, it was kind of, I don't want to say refreshing because, you know, we've had a handful of games that have been really tough and, you know, we've had to really fight. And, but it was kind of.
Well, we just seem to have lost our control right there. I'm going to try to dial her back in and see if we can get Paige back on the phone here. Let's see if she goes, if she even
Hello?
Knows. There she is. That was my bad. Did you?
Okay.
So,
was I being so boring?
I clicked out. I'm like going, hey, let's read about the winter solstice. Let's see what else is happening on the other side of the world. Paige is just sitting at the home with the kid and just relaxing, chilling out, feet on the table, whatever. No, they were dominant. They were absolutely the team on Thursday night. They just seemed like they were so under control. They got a little crazy, I think, and, you know, they had, okay, you had 5 or 6, 7 penalties somewhere along there, anyhow. So you did get your penalties. So there was a little bit of, you know, things you could probably improve, but on the most of the evening, it was almost flawless.
Yes, absolutely. I would agree. I think that that's our biggest issue right now, staying out of the box. I don't really know how to, it's hard. You don't know how to, like, teach that, like, but you have your, you know, your things, your tips that you give them. And, you know, he's like, you got to move your feet through plays and all the things, but you can't really control referees and what they call and whatnot. But, you know, that is an area that we're continuously trying to improve on.
It seemed like there was tripping. And then I think you had one cross check in there, but then, you know, maybe an interference here and there. But the tripping... You know, I talked to a lot of different people, and they say, yeah, you know, when you get a little gassed and your legs get a little bit weak or whatever, and you think that, oh, God, I just got beat, you have a tendency to reach out with your stick. Would that be a reality, or is tripping something else?
Well, no, I don't think I have players on my team who, like, intentionally trip, like, because they're trying to trip somebody. I think it's, like you said, like, they're tired, they're on the last part of their shift or whatever. And instead of moving their feet through something, they're stopping their feet and they're reaching with their stick. And that's usually where you get those stick penalties.
So, and again, surprisingly enough, I mean, they had several opportunities. They had a couple. They had 2 5-on-3s, if I remember correctly. And you still shut that down. That was pretty impressive in itself. But, I mean, Mueller, obviously, you know, she's sitting in the net back there. But the 23 shots... is not a lot that she faces a lot of times. A lot of times it's 40 and, you know, 45 shots a night and
right.
stuff like that. So for her,
yeah.
but the 23 shots, I think, that they put on net, when they finally got a shot, when they got a lane open, that they actually got a shot towards the goal, I think she took care of business.
Absolutely. I think that Macy would prefer to have about 20 shots. It's enough that she's involved in the game. And, you know, when she's kind of in the land of only getting 10 shots a game, like, she's not really getting a lot of action, and it's hard for her to stay engaged and, you know, like, not get cold or, you know, all of the things. So I think that it was kind of, like, the perfect amount. And, of course, like, we'll play a team, like, probably today, like, she'll get upwards of, you know, 40, 50 shots. So, but she's an incredible goaltender, so she's, you know, she's ready for kind of whatever gets thrown at her.
So we went into that game against Mankato East. They came in 9-3, and you guys were 6-4 at the time, and you guys are trying to figure out somewhat of your identity, I guess you could say, to be fair. And, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, Mankato East, you know, they, like I said, they put up some big, big points, and they've skated pretty well against a lot of good teams, and they came in 9-3. Now you got Rosemont rolling in. You're going up to Rosemont tonight because the boys are over here at St. Olaf this afternoon, but you're going up against Rosemont, another 9-3 team, and they've won some pretty significant. They beat South, they beat Breck, and then now they just beat Eastview, and all of those teams, as you very well know, are big competitors, big time. So Rosemont's coming off of three huge wins. And now you guys, after a beautiful win on Thursday, I mean, like I said, you're almost flawless. How do you carry that over to tonight?
Yeah, it's just, you know, kind of building off of the things that we feel like they've kind of started to understand and started to master a little bit. And kind of hopefully trying to ride off of the energy from Thursday and carry it into tonight and just kind of remind them, like, you are going to have a big competitive game, kind of more similar to a Lakeville South. These games are important, even though they're not in our conference or our section. They're a common opponent to teams that we will play in our section, like a Farmington or a Lakeville South. So it's important for us to take games like this seriously and to, you know, kind of throw out our best and see what we can do.
Where are you with Dodge County? Is Dodge County different bracket? Are you guys double?
Dodge County, so we're double A, they're single A. Okay. If we were to be a single A team, we would be in the same pool as Dodge County. But we, you know, Dodge County and us, we've always had, like, a relationship where we've always had a game every year, and I believe that we're probably more on the victorious end, but they're starting to, I mean, last year they were in the state championship game for single A, so they're obviously, their program has taken a huge jump. So they come, we get to play them at the end of the year.
Right, which is a good deal, but like I said, you're double A, and I but they're number one in the state in single A, so they are really terrorizing things. they were good last year. I can't even imagine what they're like this year.
Well, yeah, they didn't really lose much, I'll tell you that. So, yeah, they're just kind of, they're almost in the same boat that we were in last year.
I noticed that Northfield was top 16 a couple weeks ago. It looks like you've fallen out of the top 20. Is that good, bad, or indifferent?
I am indifferent about it. I mean, here's the thing is coaches vote on that stuff, and it's whatever. I don't really care. It's kind of what we're focused on. It's cool. It's cool when you're ranked and, like, whatever, but I think it's just all just noise, and you just kind of, it, all that matters is at the end when the regular season's over, when you start with playoffs, everyone's back to zero, and it's kind of just, you know, what did you do over the year to be able to get better and to kind of create your playoff team, you know?
I guess without saying, your leader this year has got to be Miller. She is just unbelievable, not as a defenseman, but putting points on the board as well. I mean, is that a surprise to you?
Who did you say?
Miller, Mia Miller.
Mia Miller, yeah, for sure. Yeah, she's for sure our, you know, probably most talented. She is our most talented player, most skilled. It's just kind of, she's kind of learning, like, how to play with a different group. Last year, she had players that were able to create things with her and, you know, at more of, like, a high-level hockey play type deal, you know, and they're all off playing college hockey now. And Nia still is able to have those moments, but it's just more, you know, sharing the puck and but also picking her times where it's like it's okay for you to hang on to the puck and to make a play. You know, I think she's used to deferring to people, and now it's like, Nia, you are the people.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she put four in the net. She probably had two or three assists the other night.
Right.
I mean,
it was like, she figures it out. She's fantastic and unstoppable, and she really does have the ability to take over a game, which a lot of people can't say that they have a player like that on their roster.
Well,
so
I'm shocked at it, really. I mean, she's a defenseman, but I mean, she grabs the puck behind the net and goes, and then next thing you know, she's standing in the right slot, and boom, it's past the net.
Yeah, Mia, of all the players I've coached, Mia is a player that reminds me the most of myself back in the day, and I used to be an offense. Stuff she does doesn't shock me because it's like, yeah, that's what she, but it is a shocking type of player to have because you don't really see an offenseman often. So she's fun. She's fun to watch. She's very entertaining.
Well, anytime, you know, she picks it up at the blue line and just about any time grabs that thing. And then as soon as she starts skating to the right and she starts going to the point and then she starts moving her way to that right circle, it's almost you're just waiting for a wrister to come off of that. It's just like she's got an angle from that right circle. I don't know what it is, but man, she just lets one go with a wrister.
Oh yeah.
Is she practicing stuff? Does she do that all? Does she see something? I mean, or is that just an innate ability?
It's just her vision. She's just got good vision, you know. So her high hockey IQ and her vision, she, you know, puts herself in spots and she kind of knows, like, if I'm in the certain area down in the offensive zone, you know, like you said, like around the circles or whatever, especially in that slot area, she knows that that's and where she's going to like catch a goalie off of an angle and she'll capitalize on it.
It was pretty impressive. You know, said in that first period, she kind of lit things up. But you guys, I was just, you know, you went up 3-0. It was just like the second period you came out and just bam, just dominated. And you're thinking, okay.
Oh, it was so refreshing.
And you're thinking in that third period, you know, and we're like going, me and Joe are sitting there and we're like looking at it. And they had been out shooting you at that point like 19 to 11 or 19 to 12. So you'd already had 11 or 12 shots.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going 19 to 11. You're like, okay, Mankato East, third period. You know what? They're used to throwing up 40 shots. This is going to be one hell of a third period. This is going to be ridiculous. And your girls came on the ice, took over. Just shut them down. They got four shots on goal that third period. That was it. I don't think remotely. I mean, a couple of them were just, they drifted into Macy's hand. But there was really not. You cut it all off, all of it. And I was... Mm-hmm. To have that kind of a lead going into the third period with a team that has the capability of putting up that kind of shots, I'm like going, okay, well, let's see what happens here with the girls. And, man, they just, boom, came up, stood up on the wall and said, go away. It was amazing. It was
really nice. You know, Mankato East is a team that we played twice, so we'll go to them next time, and it'll be interesting to see kind of what happens when we're back down there. It will definitely be a completely different game. And I think our girls kind of know that just because of the history that we've had with Mankato East. Like, they've always been extremely close games the last few years. And I don't think we expect to have a repeat of what we had on Thursday down in Mankato, especially if they're at home. And I'm sure that they are going to be lots of piss and vinegar wanting to get back at us and kind of redo the game,
right?
And see, you know, so it will be interesting to see what happens, but it does feel good to be able to feel like you left dominant, and hoping that we can feed off of that going into tonight.
Yeah. Rosemont, I don't know, with Mankato East, what I did notice was, I wouldn't say it was physical. You guys, the penalties were tripping penalties for the most part. And so there wasn't a lot of, I didn't see a lot of physical activity. There was a few shots that were probably pretty physical, but you're taking on Rosemont tonight, and usually Rosemont comes in and plays more of a physical game. Is that to or against your advantage as far as Northfield's concerned? Because you really took it to Mankato East with the limited physicality.
I would say we're struggling with, when a team is being physical with us and throwing bodies on us, our ability to react the right way. So I would say, like, a huge point of emphasis tonight, and I know, like, without even talking to Jeff, I know that he's thinking about it already, that, like, staying out of the box has to be a point of emphasis, and part of us has to talk to them and, like, okay, like, how do you do that? Like, what do you have to make sure you're doing to stay out of the box? And, you know, it's moving your feet through plays and obviously not reacting to anything physical that happens to you, because it will be a heavier physical game. So don't be surprised by that.
And I go back to Mankato East, but Mankato East was their power play. If they get into a power play, they usually score or do something like that. Like I said, you guys had several penalties, five or six, I can't remember exactly, but you had a couple of 5-on-3s. Your penalty kill shut it down. And that was impressive to me. Again, what an awesome game for you guys on Thursday. But the penalty kill just literally gave them nothing on their power play.
Yeah, I will say we are doing really well with our penalty kill, like, overall, like, throughout this whole year. So, you know, we've been putting ourselves, and it's kind of annoying because it's like, stop putting us in this position of being on the kill, but we're doing a good job with the kill when we're on it. So, you know, we're dealing with it, but it's like, at the end of the day, I don't want to be on the penalty kill at all.
Well, I was going to say, you're getting plenty of practice during game time.
I know.
let's keep that to practice, shall we?
Yeah, that's not by design. Exactly, I agree. So, it's like, okay, when you guys are in the situation of being on the penalty kill, you're doing great, but like, let's not put ourselves in that position. We don't want to be in that position.
Well, I mean, like I said, you're just trying to figure out your identity, and I think we're starting to figure some things out. I think young Reese Perutka is an up and comer. I think she's an outstanding hockey player. Wagner is really contributing in areas. Emma does what Emma does. Emma Perutka is outstanding as well, and B. Ham, just, you know, she brings to the ice. She brings some of that physicality and speed and whatnot to the program. But just overall, I just like the way that the entire team. You get several people on the ice, and I think, you know, just everyone is just Crone, young Crone girl. She, I mean, great, you know, gets in there, digs at it hard, gets in there, you know, likes to scrabble for it, whatever. So all in all, yeah, I mean, I think your team this year has a more well-rounded, like, it's, you've got more people contributing this year, and I think they're finding it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Responsibility is kind of on more people. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's something that they're not used to, but they're coming into it. And, you know, we're going on game 13. So it's, you know, we're pretty much halfway through. So they've gotten, you know, a good feel of what they're capable of and, you know, areas of weakness. And, you know, they're starting to kind of fine tune themselves a little bit. And it's kind of nice to see.
Awesome. Well, it's a 7 o'clock game tonight in Rosemont, so that's going on. The boys play at 3 o'clock this afternoon, so there's plenty of time to watch the guys take on this afternoon against St. Olaf. They're taking on Lakeville North over here at St. Olaf at 3 o'clock. They'll be done by 5. Gives everyone plenty of time to make the trek to Rosemont and catch the girls tonight.
Okay, sounds good.
So that's what we're hoping for anyhow, right? We're hoping for a big crowd to come in there and root on the girls Raiders hockey team. So fun to watch Thursday night. Just really was fun. It was just, it was smooth. I mean, when I say dominant, it wasn't a dominating factor where you watch, you know, the big bully crush the other guy. It was just everything with the, just the way the passing and the motion on the ice and the skating and the just the way they were back checking and stuff that they were doing. It was just fundamentally, I thought you guys were sound, and I hope you guys can bring that with you against Rosemont tonight.
I agree. Yes.
All right. Well, Coach, I'm going to let you do what you, I was going to say, you know, normally on a Saturday, I'm not exactly sure. Maybe you get some breakfast, go for a walk, do whatever, but, you're toting a youngster now. So what is the rest of the day look like for Coach Carter?
Well, sorry about that. Me and Caleb were sick last week, so we're just getting off of that, but I can hear him in the other room. He wants to get up and play. So we're going to get up, play, and then I have to get on the bus at, you know, 3:30 or whatever. So
sure.
Just hang out at home until it's time for me to go.
How's everything going with that? I mean, I know that LaPanta does a fantastic job, and he's always been there by your side and things like that. And this is obviously new territory for you. So how's life with coaching now and having a youngster?
It's good, trying to find balance. I think that, you know, it's important for me to do all the things, so I'm just trying to, like I said, find that balance and trying to be present for the girls when I can be. And, you know, there's times where I have to go and be a mom. But I think that everyone's responding to it really well. Like, I don't really think actually a lot of dynamics have changed, because Jeff and I have always been kind of a close coaching pair. Like, I feel like the things that I've delegated to him in the past are still there, and there really isn't a ton of change. It's just more like I'm meeting the girls' places, or, you know, I'm leaving practice a little bit early to make things work, and, you know, everyone's been super supportive, and they've been okay with what I've had to do when I've had to do it, and, you know, I think that they're good. Everything's good.
Awesome.
I think that, yeah, my family's good, so.
Family's good, players are good, everyone's good. Nobody's saying, oh, she's got to take care of the baby again. And yeah.
No, they love it. They love it, and they want me to bring him everywhere. So.
I was going to say, do they like it when the baby's at the game?
Oh,
and
they love it. They love it, love it, love it. Teenage girls, are you kidding me? They love it. So anytime that he can be around, we have him around. And it was the same thing with Brittany. Brittany, my head JV coach, she had Briggs. He's turning 4 this winter, and he has been around, you know, the last 3 winters, and the girls love it. They love babies.
Awesome.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much for joining us. Excellent game on Thursday. Congratulations and good luck tonight against Rosemont.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That is head coach Paige Haley Carter of the Northfield Raiders hockey girls team. And they are taking on Rosemont this afternoon. And don't forget, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, about 2:40, we'll be going live here on KYMN. If you want to listen to us on KYMNradio.net, just take the internet wherever you want. Click on KYMNradio.net. You'll be able to listen back to the hockey game this afternoon as Lakeville North comes into town to take on the 7-1 Northfield Raiders. That's going on this afternoon. Like I said, 3 o'clock is the puck drop. 2:40 will be live. Join us and listen to all the fun from Raider Hockey Nation right here on KYMN. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back, and I think we're going to try to get Doug Davis on the phone. But if we can't get old Duger on the phone, we're going to get something happening. We're going to see if the Liz Campbell interviews Kate Sand and Tatum Sawyer from the girls' basketball team, who, crazy enough, just lost a heartbreaker the other night, 51-50 the other night against Red Wing, and they'll play again. They don't play again until like January 2nd against Rochester John Marshall. So hopefully next week we'll get the brand new coach, Dave Foley, who is the head coach for the Northfield Raiders girls basketball team, who today is actually, he's got a U-Haul moving, and he's going to be doing some packing and moving today, so we won't be able to get him on the program today, but we will try to get him on the program here in the next couple of weeks, and we'll just find out what's going on with that Raiders basketball team, the new women's basketball team, and with the head coach, Dave Foley, in charge. We're at about 27 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. We're going to take a short break. Maybe we got Doug Davis. Maybe we got Meet Dorada. It all happens during this commercial break. Stick around. You're listening to the Raider Rap on the one, the only, 95.1, the one, in AM 1080. KYMN, home of Raider Hockey.
This is Paul Ryland with Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers. I'd like to thank our community for being so supportive and to Northfield for being such a great place to grow. In 2024, many of you made the choice to reinvest and stay in our community or to move to this community for the first time. Getting to know you and finding creative solutions for your housing needs is the most rewarding thing that we do. We are looking forward to serving more of you in the new year and beyond. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hi, I'm Adam Steffel, president of NCC Builders. Is your kitchen feeling cramped? Is your bathroom outdated? Or maybe your basement is just wasted space? At NCC Builders, we specialize
your
in transforming
call has
homes
been forwarded
to meet your
to an
needs,
automated...
whether it's upgrading your kitchen, turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat, or converting your basement into a functional living space. We're here to bring your vision to life. Let's start planning your remodel or new build today. NCC Builders, transforming homes and building dreams. Visit nccbuilders.com.
The City of Northfield's Economic Development Authority is partnering with the University of Minnesota to gain a deeper understanding of business life in Northfield through the Connecting Business and Community Program. This process includes direct conversation with every willing business in Northfield. Volunteers, professionals, and local leaders will interview business owners about their general community concerns, challenges in business operations, and economic outlook to better understand what works and what needs work in Northfield. To learn more about this program, visit the city's website. We want every business in town to participate. That's northfieldmn.gov/CBC.
Time to hear from Just Food Co-op. Just Food Co-op has been your local grocer in downtown Northfield for almost 19 years. We are your go-to store for the best produce in town, quick and delicious deli lunch options, and local meats, eggs, and dairy products. Not to mention our beautifully stocked body care and supplements department. Stop in and visit Just Food Co-op. Everyone can shop, anyone can join. Open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day on Water Street in downtown Northfield. Find us online at justfood.coop.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Welcome back to the Raider Rap. Hey, did you know it's the summer solstice? No, it's winter solstice. Yes, and there is somewhat of a Christmas connection to all of that. We've been celebrating the winter solstice throughout history. The Romans had their first, there was a feast called Saturnalia. And then, of course, the early Germans and Nordic pagans had their Yuletide celebrations during this time. And Stonehenge has a connection to solstice as well. But eventually what Christian leaders did when endeavoring to attract pagans to their faith added Christian meaning to the traditional festivals. Many Christmas customs, like the Christmas tree, can be directly traced back to the solstice celebrations. I don't know if you knew that or not, but the full solstice moons are rarer than blue ones as well. Since 1793, a full moon has only occurred on the winter solstice 10 times. That's it. The next winter solstice full moon expected 2094. Might be, I guess I've seen my last. It was in 2010 was the last time. So apparently I fell asleep on that one and didn't see that one, and I won't see the next one because 2094 is just a wee bit outside of my life expectancy, I would say. Just a guess. We do have some overcast skies this morning. We might get our ways up there a little bit. We might work our way up to about 18 degrees, but it's going to be a nice day because it's not going to be very windy today. But it is, like I said, only going to warm up to about 18 above today. But we've warmed up 6 degrees since I got on air at 10 o'clock, and we're already at 6 degrees with partly cloudy skies or partly sunny, depending on how you fill your glass from time to time as well. 20 minutes in front of 11 o'clock, we were going to try to get Doug Davis on here with the swim team, who, again, these guys just continue to roll year after year after year after year. They're undefeated in their dual meets yet again. Unfortunately, I'm not able to get a hold of Doug just yet, but never fear, Liz Campbell is here. This week's meet the Raider with our captains of the ladies basketball team. Let's find out what maybe they have to say with their new head coach, Dave Foley. That and more coming up. Liz, let's meet the Raider, shall we?
Hello and good morning, Raider Nation, and welcome back to Meet the Raider, Northfield's youth-led sports radio show. I'm your host this morning, Liz Campbell. Today in the studio, we have girls basketball captains Kate Sand and Tatum Sawyer. Thank you so much for coming in today, girls.
Of course.
Yes, of course.
We are about 2 months into the season. What have been some of your highlights so far?
I think a highlight was we beat West. We haven't beat West in a while. I feel like we've been playing good as a team together. We've had different leading scores on almost every game, so we're all succeeding and doing well.
I think we're a very balanced team, and I think that's really good.
For school, we are officially on winter break now. Do you guys have any fun plans for the holiday season or anything you're doing over break?
Well, my grandparents are coming on Christmas, so we'll open presents there.
Well, I'm going up north to my grandparents for Christmas, and then I'll be home for Christmas Day, and then I'm going to my other grandparents after Christmas.
Wow, you guys are busy. Got a lot of family stuff going on. That's fun. Shifting to more of a basketball conversation, at the end of last season, how is the team feeling generally about the outcome?
We wanted to win more last season. I think we were frustrated in that. And then obviously losing first round of sections is never that fun, right? Because you want to go farther. So I think there was some disappointment in that, but we also are proud of what we've done. And then we are like looking forward to the next year as well.
I agree with what Tatum said. I feel like she summed it up perfectly. I mean, we are disappointed. Obviously, we want to win more.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with her. Like, we were looking forward to next year getting better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Kate. Over this fall, how did the team start getting prepared for the upcoming season?
We had multiple open gyms, and then we also had Coach K, our head coach's wife. She'd come in and, like, do training days with us.
We had captain's practices, as a lot of teams do.
Yeah.
Yep, the week before. Over the summer, during our breakfast club and our summer leagues, we had that. And we also participated in a fall league, which I think is also very helpful because it got us kind of geared in to playing.
More used to, like, playing against different teams and not just against ourselves.
How did you guys as captains prepare for the season? Like, did you guys do any goal setting or talk about what you wanted the season to look like from, like, a leadership perspective?
Definitely leadership perspective. I think that Kate and I really wanted to build a sense of community and connectedness among our team. Mm-hmm. We also wanted a good balance between working hard at practice, but also cheering for our teammates and still having fun, like that balance.
I agree with what Tatum said. I mean, for me, wanted our team to be super positive towards each other and, like, cheering for each other, always cheering. Like, I feel like that's something that's really important in a basketball point, to cheer for your teammates and always help each other. We wanted people to feel free to ask us questions and get to know everybody on the team better.
Yeah, just having, like, a good team atmosphere while also being successful on the court.
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. Speaking of leadership, you guys did have a big change this year. You have a new head coach. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's going?
I think it's going very well. I feel like he knows us kind of as a team, as what our strengths are. He's really pushed us to work on our defense, which I think you can see it in our games these past couple of weeks. Our defense is really good, and maybe I would even say better than last year.
Yeah.
We're more after it. He's pushed us to work on our things to get better.
Yeah, thank you, Kate.
Yeah, I definitely think our defense has gotten better. I think he pushed us that even if, like, our offense game isn't really working out, that we can still make it back on defense, or you can make up for things on offense with defense. I think our, like, talking and hustle is better. And I think that him as a coach, I feel like we kind of meshed very well as a team, like, right away. And so I thought that was very awesome.
Going into the season, did the team do any goal setting? Like, the captains, I know you guys had some goals for the team, but did the team itself have any goals for this season? Like, record-wise, conference-wise, sections-wise?
I mean, I don't think we, like, set in stone, like, we wrote down a physical goal, but I feel like everybody on the team wanted to have a goal, as we're going to come out hard and we're going to go and show each team why we can play with them, beat them, obviously, and, like, try to win and win more games. I feel like as a team, we wanted to win more games.
Definitely, Kate. Thank you.
I think as a team, we want to go farther in sections as well, like kind of be obnoxious in sections and like actually make a run for it, as well as like protecting our home court. That's like a big focus for us this year, making sure that when teams come to our court, they can't just do whatever they want and that people won't want to play us because our defense is so good and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Tatum. And building off of that mentality, is there anything that you guys have been specifically implementing in practices to hopefully move toward that end goal?
We compete a lot more in practice than we used to. We do a lot of hard competing, like half court set and stone competing, so it's hard to even score sometimes.
Yeah.
I think we're very physical with each other and like pushing each other. I mean, coaches get on us for if we're not working hard enough and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really helped us. You want to win in this so that you don't have to run. So it's like we want to win games too.
Yeah, motivation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like in practice, we're just going more after it. We're just more physical and or more aggressive. And I feel like that's showing up on the court, especially on defense. I know we've already talked about defense, but I feel like this year a lot we've worked on our defense, which I think is paying off a lot. There's a lot of defensive work going on in practice that's helping us in the games.
Definitely. Thank you, Kate. Speaking of games, rewinding a little bit to a month or so ago, coming into your first game, how was the team feeling and looking? Like in those first couple of games, just kind of feeling it out with new coaches, a couple of younger girls on that varsity roster for the first time. How did that go for you guys?
Well, I think it went pretty okay. Our first game, we lost, but we played a really tough team. Like, they're aggressive, physical, and obviously it's the first game of the season, so I feel like we're just kind of feeling things out, trying to feel what's best for us as we go on further. I feel like we've kind of learned that a little bit. Like, we've gotten better coming out of the game, like, coming out more aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, our first game was just really tough, and we knew that going in. Just, New Prague's just a really good team. And then we definitely, we learned from the stuff in New Prague, and then we fixed it in, like, the other games, and we went on a little winning streak.
If you're just tuning in to the Raider Wrap, we are meeting with girls basketball captains Tatum Sawyer and Kate Sand.
When you've finished recording, you may hang
up. Could you guys walk us through what a typical girls basketball practice looks like for you guys, just on, like, a day-to-day basis?
Leave a callback number.
Yeah, we get there, we usually shoot around for a little bit, and then we usually go into something called circle shooting, which is kind of a warm-up shooting layups,
Doug
spins,
Davis
elbow, threes, and then we usually do like a full court, Doug, like either transition Doug, or Doug, shooting Doug, drill, Doug, and Doug, then we usually Doug, compete for a while, different drills like 5-on-5 half court or free throw transition, stuff like that.
Four out closing.
So a lot of defense as well.
If it's the day before a game, we talk about our opponents a little bit, what they're going to play and how we're going to guard that or how they're going to guard us.
Mm-hmm. Watch film sometimes. We'll usually end with something like a shooting drill, or like the day before games, we'll do like half court against the coaches shots. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty fun.
You guys on the basketball team currently have no seniors, and you have a very, very strong junior class. Is it kind of hard for you guys, as like the strong junior class that's been playing together for so long, to be able to play with and adapt to playing with other girls you haven't played with for so long?
It's obviously going to be a little bit hard because we don't know them as well, but I feel like as a team, we've done a very good job of like getting to know each other.
When you finish,
and obviously we have that one freshman starter, but I feel like she's proven herself to get that spot. I feel like we've included her into our thing, and I feel like we've understand like what her speciality, if you could say.
Yeah.
And then we also have a big group of sophomores, and I feel like we all just like know each other. We all hang out. We all make jokes and laugh with each other. We include everyone.
Like, going into the season, I was kind of worried because, not worried, but I feel like for so long, I've always been playing with either my junior and up. No, none of the younger girls that I've ever, like, actually ever played with. The first time playing with them is in the fall league earlier this year, so I was definitely different. But I think we've meshed well chemistry-wise. Callie's super easy to play with. Siri's super easy to play with. I love all the sophomores as people, so, like, playing with them just works. So I definitely think that our team chemistry is high.
Like, kind of piggyback on that, all of the people who are on our team are super loving and kind and want the best for our team, so I feel like it's really easy to play with them, and they all just want to do the best for the team.
Yeah, everybody has the same goal.
Yeah.
Awesome. So far, I know we talked about our first couple games of the season, but with all of your games that you've had so far, how would you say the season has gone generally?
I mean, I think positive. I mean, obviously we have a winning record right now. But not only that, is that I feel like we're continuing to build off each game and like learn from it. I think have positive things that come out of each game, win or loss. So I think we're really able to just learn from everything this year. I feel like that's kind of different from last year too.
I 100% agree with that. I think each game we learn more as a team together, how we play together, how well we work together, and we just keep getting better as a team. I've had my brother said that to me the other night. He goes, every game I watch, you guys get better as a team.
Yeah, that's really impressive. Like we mentioned earlier, you do have a couple more underclassmen on the varsity roster this year. Are there any underclassmen that we should be looking out for in the coming years, or that are making a really big impact on the team this year?
Yeah, so the ones we mentioned, so Callie Lynch, she's a freshman, Sierra Richardson, 8th grader. I think Sydney Livingston has potential, Alea Dua, Maya Richardson. I mean, we've seen Maya Richardson, but, you know, she's still there.
Yeah.
She's still doing good.
I agree with Sierra Richardson. I feel like she has a lot of years to get better. I think that she can really, if she really puts in the work and keeps doing what she's doing, she's going to be really good.
Yeah, as an 8th grader on varsity, that's really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And as captains, do you guys organize any kind of team bondings for basketball?
Yeah, we just had a Christmas one at Kate's house the other night. We watched movies.
Had lots of food.
Lots of food. We're doing a Secret Santa right now.
Yeah.
We're exchanging gifts on the 27th, so.
And is there anything you guys do at practice to try to make practices a little bit more fun? Like fun little games you guys play, or anything you try to add like at the end of practice just to get spirits up?
I feel like on those practices before game days, we do those half-court shots. I feel like that really makes people like laugh and giggle and smile
because
it's just funny. I feel like every once in a while, I've gone up to our head coach and asked, like, I have this one basketball-type game that we can play. Can we maybe put that in practice? Because I feel like the day was just hard or something.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I feel like we all enjoy basketball, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Practice is fun anyway.
Yeah. I mean, today we did like a Connect Four game, like you had to make shots, and we do that every once in a while. Sometimes we do like competition games against other teams, and those are just fun anyways.
So your next game is going to be on January 2nd, and it's going to be against Rochester John Marshall. How are you guys feeling or looking going into that game? Are you excited? Are you a little bit nervous?
I'm definitely excited. Like last year, we beat them the second time we played them, and I think they lost an important player, Jazzy. She transferred. So I think we have a good chance of beating them again, and obviously we're an even better team this year, so I think that just increases our chances.
I agree. I feel like JM is a good team. I feel like we can compete with them, but if we come out hard, I feel like we can just go after it.
Well, thank you girls so much for coming in today.
Of course.
And thank you, KYMN fans, for listening. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. I'm Liz Campbell, and I am your host on this week's Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
When your car is under extended warranty, there's no need to go back to the dealership. The team at Witt Brothers has dealt with every kind of extended warranty company. With a quick call, they'll know exactly what it'll take to get your repairs covered. Warranties are there to reduce stress and risk, so let Witt Brothers make actually using that warranty as easy as possible. For all your automotive maintenance and repair needs, drive to Witt Brothers Service, located at 701 Division Street in downtown Northfield.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Wow, 12 years in business. All the hard work and struggles have led to growth and success. And now, after a dozen years under the belt, it's all smooth sailing from here, right?
Maybe, maybe not.
Looking back, it's the amazing bankers at Merchants Bank that have always been there to lean on. As relationships build, the banker has become a trusted advisor and part of the team. In today's world, things may not always be easy, but Merchants Bank has provided the resource and expertise we've all needed along the way. We've always worked together.
Join me, Logan Wells, in getting ready for the Christmas season with Have Yourself a Classic Christmas, bringing you all of your favorite classic Christmas music, trivia, history, and more. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sundays and online on kymnradio.net.
Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Raider Wrap here on this 21st day of December, which is the solstice, by the way. It is the winter solstice. It happened, like I said, at like 5:04 something this morning. It's here and then it's gone. It marks the actual first day of winter. So meteorologists consider the first day of winter to be December 1st. But if you ask an astronomer, well, that's a whole nother story. They're likely to answer that the winter solstice marks the start of the season. There are, of course, two ways to look at it. From a meteorological, it's easy for you to say, meteorological seasons and astronomical seasons. Meteorological seasons are based on the annual temperature cycle, while astronomical seasons are based on the position of the Earth in relation to the sun. And you can thank that to Copernicus. Yes, if you remember correctly, he was the one who made a determination. He said that the earth doesn't evolve around the sun evolves around the earth. And, of course, he was stirred up a whole bunch of controversies and things of that nature. But hence, that's where part of the solstice kind of originated itself. So thank Copernicus if you want to know what's happening with regards to that. So he was, it was before the Renaissance. And he came up with the heliocentric model where he figured that everything evolved around the earth. So solstice is a beautiful reminder of just how far we've come and provides a nice opportunity to give a tip of the hat to the great thinkers who challenge the status quo. Looking to get Doug Davis on the program today, but my boy Doug just did not. He was too busy. He was eyeballs in pool water, because I know the guys are out there practicing today till about 11 o'clock this morning, and it's always kind of difficult to get our coaches in here some days. But I just want to remind our coaches that, yes, the Raider Wrap is every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We like to have live interviews with our coaches and talk about their programs and see what they see and see if they can get us all fired up about cheering on our Northfield Raiders. And we've had plenty to cheer about today. Of course, Liz Camel interviewing the girls' basketball team and the captains Kate Sand and Tatum Sawyer. We had Coach Paige Haley Carter on the program this morning as they advanced to 7-4 on the season. They'll take on the 9-3 Rosemont this evening in Rosemont at 7 p.m. 3 o'clock this afternoon is the big one. It is 7-1 Northfield Raiders taking on Lakeville North this afternoon at St. Olaf College. The auditorium up there is huge. It's big. We could fill it up, though, I think. So today, as far as forecast goes, it's going to be relatively okay. Maybe some overcast skies. Really calm out. But it's going to be about 18. So the feels like is just going to be absolutely wonderful. And every time the sun tries to poke its head through the clouds, it's just going to be another glorious reminder of the fact that we are in the winter solstice and that the days are going to start getting longer, at least 30 to 60 seconds longer each and every day as we progress again towards the springtime. So to me, it may be the first day of solstice. To me, it's the first day of an all new upcoming spring on its way. I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. As always, join us each and every Saturday at 10 a.m. as we bring you some coaches' interviews along with some Raider participants and try to get to know our Raider teams out there as well. They're not just athletes, they are people too. So Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu for yet another Saturday morning. Don't forget, tune in to KYMNradio.net. You could go there and listen back to the program. So if you want to hear what Paige had to say this morning or what the gals had to say about the basketball team and their new coach, you could do that by going to KYMNradio.net. And tune in, click on programs, click on the Raider Wrap, and then you can click on today's program. So it'll be dated today, 12/21/24, and you can just click on that and you can listen back to it. Actually, you can go back as far as the archives can see, so you can go all the way back and check out what's happening when it comes to the Raider Wrap. So, again, we want to thank you for joining us each and every Saturday morning. We're glad to have you here. Janet, I hope the horses are treating you well today. And, of course, Dusty, always a pleasure having you listen in. Nellie, appreciate it. And, of course, Judy, you don't have to turn on a red light. Judy. All right, different song. Needless to say, it's coming up on 11 o'clock. Yeah. You got to wrap it up, and that's unfortunately what we got to do today. Unable to get Doug Davis on the program today. Maybe we'll get him on next week, along with David Foley, head coach of the girls' basketball team. We wish him well. He's moving today. He's getting some blisters and some calluses on his hands as he moves all of his furniture into his new home as he coaches the girls' basketball team. So, again, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your day, and you know what? We'll catch you next week. And don't forget this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we've got a special programming going on for you. And that is, of course, Christmas music brought to you on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll just have nonstop beautiful Christmas music reminding you of the season and what's happening, and take some time to, you know, be a part of the community. It's a Wednesday for Christmas this year, which is kind of an oddity, but you know, you can still get out and enjoy all the festive lights. And now that we have snow on the ground, everyone's so happy that there's snow on the ground and Christmas is here, unlike last year, which was kind of dormant and kind of just blasé and brown and yeah. So this year we've got a white Christmas. So everyone from KYMN hopes that you listen and tune in on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday like you do every day, actually. 7 days a week would be appreciated. And we want to thank you for joining us here today on the Raider Wrap. Again, don't forget, 2:40 this afternoon, it is the Northfield Raiders taking on Lakeville North right here on the home of Raider Hockey. This is your originating station for the best in Raider Hockey, KYMN. Jimmy LaRue again bidding you adieu for another Saturday morning. If I see ya, I see ya. If I don't, have the most blessed, happy, and joyous Christmas you can have at this moment, whatever that is. Find it and love it and live it. Thanks for joining us. Take care. Until next week, you're listening to the Raider Wrap on AM 1080 and KYMN 95.1 The One.
Minnesota, the truth is, yes, COVID's still here.